Eat my pagan ass, bitches.
Eat it!
No!
I just gotta stick this rod in the hole over here.
Ouch!
Bend over.
We're just having fun, people.
Eat it!
No! No! No!
Hello. Hey, all you lucky, lucky hookers. This is Luckylicious.
And Carmen Kickass.
And we're coming to you live from New York City, bitches. This is our first podcast. We're both very excited to be here today. We're glad to have all of you listening.
Or one of you.
Or, well... For now.
Hopefully there's more than that.
Hopefully there will be more.
Yes.
We haven't really even yet decided what kind of podcast we're going to have or what we're going to talk about, but we thought probably the chances are that we'll wind up talking about things that are of interest to us. Mm-hmm. And if you're like-minded, then they'll be of interest to you and we'll all get along very nicely.
Yes.
Yes. So, to that end, I'll just start by telling you a little bit about myself, and then I'll turn the microphone over to Miss Carmen Kickass, and she can tell you a little bit about hisself.
Hisself.
Hisself, bitch. My name is Luckylicious, and I am a 31-year-old gay pagan male. I live in the Isle of Manhattan, which is in the city of New York. I live in a really cool part of Manhattan, and... at least for a pagan, lots of parks around me and some hiking trails, and lots of places for me to take my beautiful dog, my big golden retriever, out with me on little jaunts. And it's nice. It's not all concrete and capitalism up here, but I'm still very close to where I work. I work in Midtown, so I get to experience the heart of Manhattan and everything that that entails, for good or for ill. And I've been here, I've been a resident of Manhattan for about 9 years, and coming up on my 10th year, next summer it'll be 10. Amazing. I guess so, yeah, I'm coming up on 9 this summer. No, it's been really good. Been a very, very interesting time, and I've learned an awful lot. I've been a member of a couple different pagan groups here in the city, and I've learned quite a bit about paganism, I think. I've taken a little bit of a hiatus from it, to be honest, for a while, at least in terms of my practice. But, you know, I think that's because I got really so heavily involved with it for a while. I just needed a break and I needed to explore some other avenues in my life. But I think this podcast will be one of the ways that I return to it. Because it certainly takes discipline and dedication to keep up a podcast, even if it's just an hour long. And I hope that it'll be good. I hope you all enjoy it. I hope it's worthwhile for you all. And, I hope it makes you laugh and it makes you think. And, you know, before I turn the microphone over to, cause I can't think of anything else to tell you right now. I love Wonder Woman. I don't know if that's important. She's one of my childhood idols, but, before I turn the microphone over to Miss Carmen Kickass, my most fabulous and delicious of co-hosts, I should just like to take a moment to tell everyone out there that the whole reason that I'm doing this podcast is because of the very positive influence of Miss Wanda Wisdom at Lucky Bitch Radio, Miss Madge Weinstein, a big, fat, bloated lesbian whore from Yeast Radio, or Wanda's the whore. Right, Wanda's the whore, and Madge is just fat and bloated. And, who else? Reagan Fox at Fox in the City. These are three podcasters that I discovered relatively recently, I'd say November of 2005. I stumbled upon the wonderful world of podcasting, and I've been just impressed. Let me turn off this phone over here. I've just been impressed beyond the pale by them and by the potential of podcasting. So I just want to take a crack at it. And hopefully y'all like it, because I know it's going to make me laugh. It'll keep me entertained, and I guess that's what's important. So if you also get entertained in the process, then I've done some good. All right, then. To no further ado, it gives me a tremendous amount of pleasure to turn the microphone over to Miss Common Kickass. Take it away, you hooker.
Well, I am a 20-something-year-old straight pagan female, and I live in New York City.
For now.
And I'm a solitary witch. I don't know what... I guess I'm eclectic. I like to read also. I love music. Right now, I'm hooked on The Sopranos, Season 6.
Booyah.
And you're wondering, well, what does The Sopranos have to do with paganism? Lots, because there's a lot of symbolism and imagery and good stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't watch The Sopranos.
So then what are you saying? What? Yeah, it's
well,
not...
Well, because of the reputation that The Sopranos has.
Right. It's not a...
You're saying paganism...
It's not a television Goodfellas. It's about a guy who's in the mob. That's really what it is. But okay. It shows you, and I really like the writing, all the symbolism and the dream and dream sequences and stuff like that. It's a really interesting show.
So you could do an analysis of each episode and what the pagan symbolism in that show would be.
Right. You know, even when Christopher was getting made... Yeah, it was a mob.
Getting made?
Yeah, he got, like when you get your stripes, he was becoming initiated. That's what they call it, getting made.
Into the mob?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was.
Is the mob for real?
Yeah.
Are you a member of it?
You're the dirty rat that killed my brother. Now swim with the fishes, punk!
No, but I have relatives that were. So it's real. It's
wow.
Real. Yeah.
Maybe not. Don't mess with Carmen Kickass.
Maybe not the way it used to be. You know, it's kind of been watered down. Now that a lot of them are businessmen and stuff like that. But yeah, it's real.
Is it like the gay mafia? We don't kill people, but we slander them.
Can you believe that bitch trying to pass off a faux Gucci clutch for real? I swear, I can't believe she'd do such a thing. She is out. She is out, I say. Out.
We write dirty things about them.
Oh. I see.
We run.
That's worse than killing them.
Yeah.
Fucking up somebody's reputation. You got to walk around. You know, people are pointing at you like, you know.
Oh, God.
Really.
We are evil. Just, we got to get that out there right now. Don't think that we're...
Yeah.
And all you fluffy, white, lighter pagans out there who think that you can't be evil, well, guess what?
You can be evil. And enjoy being evil.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. No, we're not really evil, but we're badasses.
Yeah, I'm like
In a fun way.
I'm revengeful. I like, you know. Mess with me, I'll mess with you back.
So you're all about Hammurabi and the code. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
That's Hammurabi, right?
I don't know. I never heard that term, to be honest.
I think Hammurabi. Hmm. Well, like I said, don't mess with Carmen Kickass, because she'll mess back, bitches.
That's right. Remember that spell we did on a certain somebody?
Which
one? Which was gone in like 24 hours.
We did a spell on somebody?
Don't you remember? I don't want to say the name.
Okay. Who? Who? Yeah. Don't say the name. But
I'm not. I'm mouthing it.
Would I know? I know this
person.
It was
your... I gotta write it down.
She's gonna write it down. Oh.
Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
She was gone. Like...
Yeah. I didn't do... I guess we gotta be explicit about this.
He just wanted to get rid of someone. And...
Well, after talking about The Sopranos, that has a certain connotation.
Hey, you goombats. You think you're funny? You think you're funny? You lied to me. You lied to me. You lied to the family. Don't you have any sense of allegiance? You fucking asshole. I'm gonna throw you into the East River, you goddamn punk.
She wasn't whacked or anything.
No.
But she just went away.
We did a moon whack on her.
By the power of air and fire, set Anne's hair on fire. So mote it be.
That's kind of what it's called. Mm-hmm. It's a moonwhack. We push.
Into the East River, that fucking bitch. Yeah, she's fucking swimming with the fishes now.
We did mm-hmm. a push. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Right.
There was no ill intent behind the spell. The spell itself was to restore peace of mind to my life.
Great goddess above, if you can hear me, kill that stupid bitch. Rip her eyes out. Give her cancer. Kill, kill, kill.
What? She's saying I'm lying.
No, there was no ill intent, but you just wanted to rid yourself of the situation.
We were very careful in the wording of that spell.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have worked if I'd been careless. Any of us had been careless. We all worked together on that.
Yeah, that was a good spell. It really was.
Yeah, so, well, we got to fill people in on that because we've been talking about it. Anyway, there was this roommate that I had. And she was just awful. Awful, awful in every way, shape, or form. She was intolerant.
You filthy faggot pagan. God, I can't stand being around you. Filthy, disgusting. You're such a whore. I hate you. I hate you, pagans. You're disgusting, faggot. Faggot.
She was obnoxious. She was snorting cocaine. She was always fighting with her on-again and off-again boyfriend.
But Jason, I really want that BMW convertible. Come on, please. Would you please buy it? Oh, Jason. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Fucking faggot.
She didn't respect my space at all. She would come in and clean my room for me without asking permission.
But she wasn't cleaning. She was really snooping.
She was snooping.
Under the guise of straightening up.
Right.
You know.
But she was also paranoid. She'd accuse me of going through her room or taking her things.
Listen, you fucking filthy faggot pagan. I know you were in my room. I know you were looking through my Miss Teen magazines. I know you were digging through my Xanax and touching my cocaine. You stupid filthy faggot. You better stay out of my room. I swear to God, I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna kill you, filthy faggot.
And it was just a big mess.
That's what she was doing.
Right. It was just, she was in a bad situation, I was in a bad situation, we found each other, and things just got worse.
And you asked her to leave.
I asked her to leave, I gave her a written notice.
Right.
I did all the mundane things first.
Right.
We're really going ahead of ourselves here, talking to people about what we do. So we're just assuming they know how magic works and how spells work, but I guess just listen long enough and you'll pick up. We'll try to explain things as we go along, and if you have any questions about what we're talking about, you can email us at eatmypaganass@gmail.com. And we'll respond to you as soon as we can, either by email or we'll take your questions on the podcast, and mm-hmm. We'll just work that way.
Well, we could teach people how to do spells
we
and
could.
Stuff like that.
Could.
It's this is for you. Whatever you guys want, let us know, and that's what we'll broadcast. Yeah.
We're also very good at coming up with spells.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let me get in bed with Joe. So let it be.
Yeah.
Because there's really just a motor behind it, and you can just shape that the energy that that motor generates however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
we could explain how that motor works
we
for
could.
Those that don't understand these things.
Yeah. For the mortals. The mere
the
mortals.
The muggles.
The muggles. That's just terrible. Hate that word. So, well, I got to finish the story that
okay,
you
go ahead.
Brought
so,
up.
Sorry.
So this biatch was living in my apartment. She tried to, it was so funny. Oh God, it's just so funny. She locked herself out one night.
Lucky, can you come home? I locked myself out of my room, and it's going to be an hour before the locksmith gets here.
She had to spend hundreds of dollars. I don't even want to tell this story. Anyway, we did a spell. To get her out, and it worked. She wound up moving out within a month.
It was sooner than that. I remember we did the spell, and within days, she had to leave. I was like, whoa, we're good, man. You know?
Yeah.
So for those of you out there who wonder if magic works, it does. And this is from someone who practices magic.
Ooga mooga ooga ee. Oh, wait. Ooga mooga ooga. Oh, shit. I gotta practice this shit.
Now, it's not like I do magic for every little need that I have.
By the powers of great almighty Kali and Sekhmet and Set, I ask you now to manifest my remote control. So vote it be.
But when I've needed to do it, it's worked.
That's true, and that's usually the best time to do magic, is when you really need it. Otherwise,
yeah, because the energy is stronger, your desire is stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, why is desire important to magic?
Because it lends the power. That's the motivating. Like, if you're just doing it to do it, it's like work.
Right.
If you have a proposal to do, let's say, and your heart is not in it, it's going to be a shitty proposal. Same thing with magic. Everything is about intention and drive and desire. That's, you know.
And imagination.
And imagination, definitely.
You got to have one.
Yeah. I think we all do. Some better than others, though.
And some of us have imaginations that just are out of control and take complete, not complete control, but...
It's just out of control, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, those people that aren't balanced, you know.
We know a couple of those.
Yes.
Like that bitch Carmen.
No, she's nice.
She's nice?
Yes. Yeah. Talking about me. I'm getting paranoid. See, that's another thing. You can't let paranoia rule you either.
Stop looking at me. Stop! Why? Oh my God! Why are you looking at me that way? It's freaking me out.
Yeah.
I think to be an effective magician, you need to be a balanced person. You just can't do these things. You know, like Aleister Crowley. Everybody says how wonderful he was. The guy's a freaking nut.
You don't know that. You didn't know him.
No, but I've read his works, you know, and I've read his books and his bio and all that.
Yeah. The one thing that really bothered me. I'm a fan of Crowley.
So am I.
I like to read his stuff. It puts me in a certain headspace.
Yeah. I'm not what I just said. I do like him. You know.
He was a drug addict.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So he was delusional.
All filthy fucking pagan faggot ass bitches are drug addicts. I just know it. Now stay out of my Xanax. God, stop looking at me, filthy faggot.
He was. What do you call it? Is that the Six of Cups? What's that card where...
Just delusional. Yeah. You're like all crazy and, you know.
Is it the Six of Cups?
The one with the different...
No, that's the Seven of Cups, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Six of Cups is nostalgia.
Oh.
With the two kids.
Yeah.
The Seven of Cups is the one I was thinking of.
In the Crowley deck, though.
You have to... His deck is beautiful.
I have to look at that.
I love his deck.
Did she just say she likes his deck? God. Filthy whore. Fucking lesbian, dyke, faggot-ass pagan.
The one thing that I read about him that really bothered me was this, you know, Enochian magic and the keys, the Enochian keys, and he tried to open the gates that protect the universe from the forces of chaos.
Right.
And he tried to open that. Like that.
See, but that's what happens, too.
Some people that mess around
with magic start going into realms they don't belong in, and that's what makes a lot of these people crazy.
Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a little room. It was cold. I died. They buried me. They planted flowers on my grave. The roots grew down and tickled me. They drove me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a little room. It was cold. I died. They buried me. They planted flowers on my grave. The roots grew down and tickled me. It drove me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy once.
Because all these entities have entered their body, or however you want to explain it. But that's what happens.
Obsessions.
You just become nuts.
Now, Miss Carmen Kickass and I are not experts.
No.
At all.
So we're open to your point of view.
And if we're factually incorrect about anything, we'd love to be enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
That makes us smarter, wiser witches.
Yes.
And, yeah, so...
By no means, like... What we were just talking about, Crowley, that's more of
I'm not a Crowley academic. You're not a Crowley academic.
Right, that's more opinion and stuff that I've read.
Right.
And I come up with my own idea about him. If you guys out there have a different impression, let us know.
Right.
I'd love to hear it.
I've got an impression for you, you fucking filthy faggot pagans.
Now, Carmen and I want to be funny. So we're going to try to cut up the rug a little bit. Cut up the rug? No, that's not
cut
the right
rug.
Expression.
That's dancing.
Yeah.
When you cut the rug.
We want to cut up.
We just got cut up.
We're going to cut up a little bit New York style every once in a while. We're going to do some unorthodox shit. We're going to be foul-mouthed.
Yes.
Whenever we want to be.
Fuck, shit, fuck. Hate you, filthy fucking paggots. Faggot paggots, maggots, daggots, poopy heads, cockadoodies. Hate you.
Right.
We're going to introduce you to some pretty whacked out characters. We're also going to have some interviews, though, with some awesome people that some of you know. Some of them are famous. Some of them aren't within the pagan community, anyway.
But hopefully all of them will be interesting.
All of it will be interesting. Yes. I think everybody has a story to tell.
Yeah.
As Wanda Wisdom always lets us know. Wanda Wisdom, I love you.
Wanda!
I love you, Wanda Wisdom.
Maybe we could have her on here one day.
We will have Wanda Wisdom on here one day.
Special guest.
Absolutely. She was an inspiration to me, and she's an inspiration to so many others. We love you, Wanda Wisdom, at luckybitchradio.com. Everybody should go and listen to her, please. Anyway, what else can we talk about? Well, let's talk about podcasting, why we're interested in podcasting. You're not a very technologically advanced... I mean, you do some things.
You're
a professional. You're a professional tarot reader, and you do some tarot readings over the internet. Is tarot, is that the right way to pronounce it? You say tarot?
Some people say tarot, some people say tarot. But not tarot.
Tarot?
That's wrong, but why? Tarot...
Who says?
Well, that's not the way it's pronounced. It's potato or potato, but not tarot. Potato.
So you're a tarot reader.
Oh my God, Tiffany... You wouldn't believe what I did the other day. I was feeling kind of down because Jason didn't want to buy me that Mercedes BMW convertible, whatever it was. I don't know. It was an SUV. It had lots of wheels. It cost lots of money and uses lots of gas, so I liked it. And it was pink. So anyway, I was feeling really down in the dumps, Tiffany. So I was just shopping because that always lifts my spirits. And while I was shopping, I went past the sign and I saw that there was one of those funky, stinky, pagan tarot readers. And now normally I would never even associate with such a lovely being, but I was really down in the dumps and seeing things that Jason makes me do. So anyway, I went into this den. It was so disgusting. Oh my God, Tiffany, you wouldn't believe it. And this stupid, fat, toady bitch of a woman named Carmen Kickass. I don't know, something like that. God, I hated her. She smelled so bad. She smelled like fish. She always wears that stupid, you know, pagans wear that stupid, earthy smell of patchouli stuff. Oh, God, it's so disgusting. And she, I said, you know, I hate you and you're filthy, but I need you to look into my cards. And she was like, fine, whatever, that'll be $50. I was like, oh, $50? God, such a ripoff. But whatever, I told her I'd give her 25 and then, you know, then she could tell my fortune, but she's not 50. So I was like, whatever, bitch. So I gave her $50, right? Tiffany, this was the most horrible thing ever. She like started pulling all these cards and she started looking at me in this really weird way. I thought she was like coming on to me or something. It was so nasty. God, my skin just started crawling. Ugh, and her smell was wafting over at me. God, I fucking hate tarot readers. They're so nasty. And she like looks into my eyes and she tells me that I'm an empty shell of a person. That I have disease and VD and I should go to the hospital, and that my relationship with Jason is not healthy, and that I should move to Mexico. Can you believe that stupid bitch? And then she had the nerve to ask me for more money because it was 10 minutes over. Stupid bitch. Fucking hate her. I hate all fucking sick, skanky pagans. Tiffany, I would never, ever, ever recommend you go see her. Do you have any cocaine, please?
Bitch. Yeah, I'm a tarot reader.
Okay.
I'm a tarot reader.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh my goodness, let me think. I would say,
like, was Fred Flintstone one of your clients?
Yeah, we would read on tablets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny.
Let me see.
You're funny. You're hilarious.
Maybe 20 years?
20 years?
Maybe more?
I thought you were only 25.
Yeah, I've been reading since I'm 5.
Wow.
I've been reading a long time, you know, and I really started off with astrology first. And then I moved on to tarot, and that was it. When I found tarot, I really liked it. I liked the pictures, the images. Astrology was a little bit more cerebral. I'm not, you know. And tarot was just my cup of tea.
What's your favorite deck?
I would say the Rider-Waite, only because of the symbolism. Every color, every picture, every stroke means something, you know.
What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Shut up!
See, that's New York. Fucking nosy-ass New York.
Yesterday, I was driving. I was trying to park my car, and I wound up behind this guy who was going very slowly because I think he was looking for a parking space, too. Yeah. So I had to get out of the lane. And I had my blinker on for the longest time, and just cars were coming and coming. They would not let me out of the goddamn
lane. They won't
let
you, no.
So I cut someone off. They almost hit me. I didn't care.
They won't let you.
They honked their horn at me.
You could be on the parkway.
Yeah.
You have your blinkers on. You want to move to the next lane. They're just zooming by. They won't let you. Bastards. And I'm not an aggressive driver like that. I don't want to get into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was, same thing. There was a space, and I was going to just go in it. But I saw there was another person ahead, and I said, no, Carmen. I said, no, Carmen, that's somebody's space.
Dropsies, dropsies, someone just dropped a name, someone just dropped a name.
So I let the person take his space because they had it first.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't do that. That's not the way you drive in New York. Right. Anyway, so I drive up, and there's another space for me, right?
Right.
So I'm going in, and the guy that was behind me, this Oriental dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe that bitch just said Oriental. She's so fucking racist. God, everybody knows they're called chinks for crying out loud. Jeez, fucking pig in my ass.
Mm-hmm. He's saying something, so I lowered the window.
Yeah, really?
I go, what? You could put the snooze thing on right now, right? Uh-huh. And he goes, don't you know how to drive? I looked at him. I said, no. I'm taking lessons. Can't you see? He's fucking bitching, and he drove away.
Oh, my God.
That stupid ass, you know? Yeah. Like, look who's talking about don't know how to drive.
I know.
You know?
You know, yesterday I was walking down Fifth Avenue, which is a very famous street in New York City.
Yes. Yay for Fifth.
And I was in a crowd of it was like every high school in the country was in town yesterday, sightseeing and shopping, whatever. And I was in the middle of a flock of high schoolers, and it was so, like, just bad. So bad. I just couldn't be around that energy. I love kids, right?
But not these ones.
But they were fucked up. You know when people come, when I was in high school and I came to New York for the first time, of course you just act crazy. You're like driven wild by the excitement, all the people, the energy, the cars, the noise.
Right.
People and the anonymity that you get suddenly that you don't have. Where, and so you act like an ass. Usually that's pretty much the first thing people do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Hey, adults do that.
I know.
They come to New York for the first time and it's like, oh, God.
You'd be surprised. I'm just so surprised, but, you know, we're spoiled because you've been in New York how long? How many years?
I was born in New York. I'm a New Yorker.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
You're a native New Yorker.
I'm a native New Yorker.
Well, I'm not. I moved all around for many years, and I moved to New York about 8 years ago. And but in that time, I think I've become acclimated to this place. You know, I consider
you seem to be a New Yorker. I mean, you don't look like
you're... Hey, fuck you, bitch!
See, you got it down pat.
Got it right down.
Fucking hooah.
Hooah. You're the fucking putana of Astoria, you fucking hooah.
You fucking hooah.
Hooah.
That shit kills me.
Yeah. But these kids were brand new and it was obvious. And, you know, I was just walking trying to get where I was going. And these jackasses were, they were just fucking around, like tripping each other up, falling on me.
Yeah, and Fifth Avenue, you know how crowded that
is?
Yes,
and this is something that I have to say to everyone who has not been in New York City. The sidewalks are as much about flow of traffic as the streets are.
Right.
And if you fucking get in someone's way, you're going to get run over.
Right.
And this guy was like, it wasn't his fault in front of me, but it was a jackass behind him who was tripping him up. He kept turning around saying, well, you got to act like an asshole. And I felt like saying, yeah, I just, you know, I had this fantasy of like, I'm going to show them what New York's all about.
You want a piece of me, you little shit? Yeah, you like that, don't you? You want some more? Take that, you little punk. Yeah, you like that.
I'm going to turn to that kid and I'm going to throw him up against the wall. I'm going to say, stop acting like an asshole, motherfucker. Yeah. You know, don't trip me up. I had a violent fantasy moment.
That happened to me once in Grand Central Station. It was packed, right? And this woman is pushing me.
Oh my God, get out of my way, you fucking filthy fat pagan. Jesus Christ, it's Grand Central for crying out loud. God, get out of my way.
So I turned around and I said, stop pushing. Oh. Now I know, she said to me,
what do you want? It's rush hour at Grand Central Station, you filthy pagan.
Right.
And she was 100% right, because you gotta move. Because if you don't move, you're gonna get run over.
I know.
You know, but, and I said to her, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry.
You
and
did?
Yeah.
You didn't throw, like,
nah,
witch powder in her face? Zombie!
I just kept going, but she was right. She said, what do you want? It's rush hour in Grand Central Station.
Yeah.
And it was wall-to-wall people. I'll never forget that day.
Yesterday, I was coming out of a building yesterday morning, and this guy in front of me, you know those, what are those called? Revolving doors.
Mm-hmm.
This guy went
into... You know what they're for?
I know.
Oh, okay.
I just learned. Did you just learn?
No, I've known.
Oh. Yeah. And those of you who don't know are just not in the know.
We're not going to tell you.
Nope, not in this episode. but he went in, he was kind of walking slow through the revolving door. So I'm not going to push faster because, you know, whatever. I hate when people do that when I'm going through the subway turnstiles.
And then the revolving door keeps going. Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
But then he had the nerve to, the reason why he was going so slowly was he was getting ready to light a cigarette. Like, don't even get me started on cigarettes. But then he got outside and stopped right in front of the revolving door to light his cigarette. And I wasn't stopping.
That's such a smoker's attitude. Like, fuck you all. I have to smoke my cigarette.
Right.
You know, that's so typical.
It wasn't even just a smoker. It was just, he was just...
So inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate.
They thought about was his cigarette.
I don't understand how people are not sensitive to other people moving around them. But you'd be surprised. There are people who just have no clue or they just don't care.
Right.
So I've never done this before. I pushed him out of the way.
I just
put my hand on his back, and I pushed him aside, and I just kept on walking and didn't even look back.
You need a vacation, bro. He's getting violent. No, I want to clarify when...
you better clarify.
Myth about New Yorkers. We're not nasty. We're not aggressive.
I'm gonna rip you limb from limb, you stupid motherfucker. Penny Goombats.
We're just... You know, up front, tell you what it's like. You know, it's all these out-of-towners that come here expecting for New Yorkers to be nasty, so they become nasty. You know, New Yorkers aren't really like that.
No.
Really?
New Yorkers are the best. Well, I haven't been very, very many places, except for moving around all the time as a child, but in my adult life.
No, but if you think about it, when I used to work on Wall Street.
Oh my God, Tiffany, did that bitch just say Wall Street? Fucking whore. She better get off my block. That's my corner. I'm working that stretch, stupid bitch. I'm gonna kill her. Fucking hate pagans.
Now, Wall Street is all people
where?
From
on
wherever.
The corner of Wall and Broadway? Wall and water. Your hookah?
The corner of Wall and water.
Get off my corner, bitch.
That's right.
This is my turf.
That was my corner.
These are my Johns.
And when I would come home in the evening, right?
Right.
We're on a train station,
right?
And the train would be late.
Right.
Everybody's standing around.
Right.
No one would talk to each other.
Right.
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 And then, conversely, if I was like on 110th Street, 116th Street, which is all a neighborhood train station, if the train was late, even 20 minutes, 15 minutes, the next thing you know, everybody's talking, they're joking around. That never happened on Wall Street because there's all these out-of-towners that think... You're supposed to be that way.
Right.
Or even in my building.
I don't know, though. This Wall Street, that's not the... I used to live
when
down
there. When I used to work there, is what
I'm
saying.
I lived... You remember, I lived down there.
Oh, yeah.
For
about
2 years, 3 years.
That long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, I moved 2 years ago up here, but I was down there for 3 years.
Oh, you were there for 3 years.
Right.
I got you. Okay.
Right. And what a weird place for a witch to live, you know? Because you're in the middle of capitalism
mm-hmm.
itself. So I had all of those issues to deal with. You know, I had to process all of that, my feelings about greed and
greed.
Making money. And
yeah.
I think a lot of pagans shoot themselves in the foot. They think that money is bad, or they think that they can't be wise with it, but it's just a form of energy, and it just makes things possible. The whole suit of the pentacles teaches
money,
you
money
that.
Isn't that bad.
It's just a fruit of earth, really. It's just mm-hmm. another fruit. It's another resource. It's not an ends, though. People should not seek right. money for the sake of money.
You know, like you just said, the suit of pentacles. Right. It's not the only suit.
Right.
You know, there are four more.
Right.
You know, including the major.
And I wouldn't even really classify money as a pentacle power. Money itself is just intangible.
It's just currency.
Right. It's more.
It could be a
air,
sheep.
Air or fire. It's like an energy.
Yeah.
But it's not a. It's not a thing. It's not a tangible. It's not right. a brick of gold.
You know? And then again, what is the brick of gold? We gave it the power
value.
That it has.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, people on Wall Street are all into money and it's, making money.
Yeah, and it's very stressful down there. You know, I know some witches who work on Wall Street as brokers. They work on the floor, you know.
They have full-time people working on the floor, just waiting for someone to have a heart attack. That's their job. That when somebody has a heart attack, they're supposed to call emergency. Or
are you serious?
That's their job.
It happens that frequently?
Yeah. Wow. That place,
the stress.
It's nuts. It's crazy. Those people, you ever see them, they have like this look. It's stress.
And, well, I used to live in Battery Park. That's mm-hmm. that's where I was for 3 years.
Yeah.
After 9/11, when the rents went way down, and I moved down there. And I used to see all of them commuting in from New Jersey. They'd mm-hmm. take the ferry over the Hudson River and come on in, and then they'd all run to work. You know?
Right. It's, everything is a big rush.
Oh, boy.
Right. It's a big rush, and I would say 90% of the people that work there don't like the job because they think that
How
money...
Do you know? Did you do a poll? Or you just
well,
know?
No, I worked with these
witch.
People, and I knew what it was like, and all of a sudden, one day, I said... You don't belong here. What are you? All of a sudden, it occurred to me.
Yeah.
What are you doing here with these people? Yeah. You have nothing in common with them. So I quit. I just left.
Oh my God, Tiffany, did you hear the latest? Ms. Morgosa just decided to leave her job. God, what's she going to do now? I mean, what is there outside of Wall Street?
I have a friend of mine who goes to the Starwood Festival all the mm-hmm. time. Have you ever been to Starwood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
We were there. That was fun.
She goes to Starwood every year. And remember, I was dating this guy last year who was not a pagan.
Yeah.
And he was also very much against religion.
It's not that I don't respect your religion. I mean, I do. I mean, life is beautiful and God is beautiful. But... I just don't understand why you have to be so religious. Or why you even want to be with other people who believe like you do. I mean, it just seems all a little weird. You know? It's just a little weird. You're a little weird, actually. But I love you. You're just my little pumpkin. I love you.
Of any form. Even though he claimed to be a spiritual person, it was very weird. He was just fucked up. He was. But I took him to Starwood, and he really freaked out. He didn't understand what the whole purpose of drumming and dancing around a bonfire.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with those people? I mean, they look like the crazies I used to monitor on my psychiatric ward. Back when I was a certified PH doctor, they just all look crazy. You look a little crazy, but I love you because you're my pumpkin.
And even just, you know, of course, being naked if you wanted to go naked.
I see naked people, and they see me. And his children. I mean, think about the children. I mean, think about the children. Ooh, I like children. I mean, you shouldn't be thinking about the children. I think you're thinking about the children. I mean, they're just crazy.
He just had lots of issues about everything, and it got to be really stressful for me. And one of the things that did help was a friend of mine who is a dancer, and I've worked with her in some theatrical productions. And she goes to Starwood all the time, but she's also a Wall Street person. I don't know what she does specifically, but she makes tons of money, and she worked on Wall Street. That's all I know. And she goes to Starwood every year, and she pulled him aside, and she explained this to him. She said, listen, I know that you think all of us are freaks here. You're walking around. You don't know what any of this is about.
Oh, I know what it's about. It's about voodoo, and it's about Satanism, and it's about sex, and it's about perversion, and it's about child molestation, and it's about brainwashing, and it's about the devil, and it's about orgies. And it's about crazy. It's crazy.
But I'm just going to tell you that 355 days out of the year, I am a Wall Street executive. I make this much money a year. My boyfriend makes this much money a year. But every year we come back here to be here in this place because it's magical. It's the best place. This is our vacation. We could go anywhere in the world, and we do go everywhere in the world. I have a house in Fiji. I have, you know, da da da. Like, she just went on and on. She goes, but I come here to be with these people because these are my people. This is my tribe. And this is where I feel the most at peace and at one with myself. And this place doesn't exist anywhere else for me.
Right. But he didn't get it, right?
He didn't get it. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know.
Well, if you make a lot of money, then that must mean you're normal. And if you're normal, then that must mean you're okay. And if you're okay and you're here, well, then that must mean that this place is okay. But why are you wearing so much glitter? I mean, it looks a little crazy.
And he kind of said, oh, it was really good to meet her. And I'm glad to know that there are doctors and physicians and teachers and politicians and lawyers and whatever in his mind he equated with
normal.
Normal.
Normal. Normal. Not crazy.
With a rational, sane professional.
Right, yeah.
And he had some weird ideas about that too, but a lot of people do.
You know, he's just a weird person.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about that is, whatever she said to him was probably all valid and true, but you can't change his opinion so quickly. I mean, he probably said, yes, you're right, it's so nice, but he was just saying that to be polite or whatever.
Well, you know, this could be a whole episode. This is, we'll have to do an episode one day. I'm going to write it down right now. We're going to talk about pagan relationships with non-pagans.
Mm.
I bet a lot of people would have a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
You know, but here's the weird thing. The man that I'm with now isn't pagan either.
Yeah, but spiritual. He's pagan friendly. There's a difference.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, share my beliefs, but respect them and let me enjoy being me, because you fell in love with me for who I am. So now you can't erase this part of me. That's who I am.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and it's hard. A lot of times you meet people and you get hooked up, and then it's when it starts changing you. And that's one part of me that I'm not going to change. I'm not one of these, you know, tree-hugging hippies or anything.
What? What's wrong with that?
I'm not.
I am.
Okay. But that doesn't mean I want to change you. You know, that's just me. I mean, I am who I am. And, you know, if you if I have a habit that you don't like, maybe I curse too much, something stupid like that, and you tell me, Carmen, you curse too much.
Right.
No, not that kind of curse. Oh, you know, foul language. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll say, yeah, you know,
I'm gonna put
maybe
soap
I
in
would
your
be
mouth.
A better person if I stopped swearing so much. That's different. You're just trying to help me be a better person.
Right. But like the time I told you you should start wearing deodorant. Carmen, I really hope you don't take this the wrong way, but you kind of stink. And I think you should maybe, you know, explore some deodorant options. You know, Tom's of Maine's makes a really good, you know, organic, natural deodorant. And I mean, you should really you should consider it. I'm just saying, as one friend to another, you really fucking stink nasty. So, you know, just here's a bottle free. Okay. Just give it a try for a week and see what happens.
Bitch,
okay.
You never said that. No, but something.
But
like
you notice
that.
Now that you do, people are get closer to you.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, you see? Know, I used to wonder why. No, but that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, you know, don't try to change the person. That's who you met. This is how they were. This is the complete package, you know?
Honey, my package is pretty complete.
Yeah, I'll say. I heard.
If you go to Starwood, you'll see it.
Oh, yeah. We had fun that year. Remember that?
That was a blast. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone. You know, it's such a great festival, but I haven't gone back for a couple reasons. That are entirely personal. I have nothing to do with the festival. I wish I could go, but...
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but lucky me, I found something else that I'd rather do.
Wow. I really love this knitting circle. You ladies are so cool, and it's so peaceful. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. God, I really feel like I'm getting in touch with my goddess side.
Starwood was great, but it's too many people there that I don't want to be with. You know, it's like, oh, I have to see these people.
It's
again.
Really good. It's really good if you go and you connect with a lot of people when you're there.
Yeah, I bet you connected with a lot of people, you fucking slut. You stupid pagan whore. I heard your stories. I heard all about it. I heard all about all the boys you slept with there. Fucking whore. Hate you. I hate you, filthy whore pagan.
That's really the only... That's what the whole thing is about. If you're not connecting with people, then you shouldn't go.
Right, because it's all about community.
Yeah.
You know, if I went to Starwood, I don't know anyone. So I'd be, like, hanging out by myself, which is no fun. But...
Thank God I have this knitting needle.
We're going to talk about the warts on this bitch's nose over here. Oh, shit. Did I just say that?
It's only
loud?
One.
Just one?
Just one. It's kind of big, but it's only one.
It's a nice wart.
Thank you.
I like it. You know us witches. We all have to have warts.
Yes.
There's a lot of big hair over there, too. It's kind of nice.
Well, I kind of pull them out.
You bleached that one.
Right? Yeah. This one used to be pink.
Yeah. Are men attracted to your wart?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys I meet, that's how we start to talk, is about my wart.
Is that a wart on your nose? Or are you just happy to see me?
And one thing leads to another.
It's a way to get your foot in the door, I guess. That's great.
Yeah, doctor offered to remove it. I said, hell no, that's a good way to meet guys.
Yeah.
You know, women too.
Are there wart fetishists out there?
Definitely, yeah.
What's that like?
We have wart parties. It's like they have the goddess parties.
Yeah.
It's for women with warts and the men who love them. And all the guys, you know, that I have a big, big ass wart on my little toe.
Really?
Yeah, and guys just go gaga over that.
Wow. Yeah. You know, that's probably a lot like the third nipple club.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Same concept.
I have three nipples and...
You should... do you belong to a club?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Do you have three nipples?
No. Not that lucky.
See, but I don't have any warts.
Oh, but there are a lot of guys out there into warts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Tiffany, I had the most embarrassing experience last night. I was out at the bar, and this hot guy came up to me, and he started talking to me, he started cruising me, and for a second there, I didn't want to talk to him, you know, because I'm kind of in love with Jason. I mean, I'm engaged to him and everything, but... Whatever, Jason wasn't there. He was out making $1 million. So I was just having fun at the bar. And this guy was so cute, Tiffany. You wouldn't believe it. He looked like some model. You know what I mean? Like, he just could be a model. Like, I'm sure he worked for Ford or something. And so, like, he puts his hand on my ass, and we start making out. He's got his tongue down my throat. And there were so many lines of cocaine in the bathroom together. It's so hot, and I think we're really gonna get it on. And all of a sudden, my God, he asked me this most embarrassing question ever, Tiffany. He asked me if I had a wart on my vagina. God, can you believe that? I mean, how does he know that? I mean, yeah, I said yeah, and then he thought that was cool. He was like, all over me once he found that out. That's disgusting. I mean, Jason doesn't like my wart. I mean, Jason says it's ugly. I think Jason's right. I think I should cut it off. What do you think, Tiffany? I hate my wart. I hate my wart. Makes me feel like a witch, like a pagan. I hate pagans. Fucking hate them. Die, pagans.
Oh. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does it have to be, like, a wart on your face? Or no, but you said
well, some guys like warts. They like warts, but then they have spots on your body that, you know, like the one on my foot. Oh, my God. It's so amazing. I always thought it was a turnoff until I met this one guy who had a wart fetish.
Yeah.
And then he turned me on to the community.
Wow. So he really, so this is kind of like self-acceptance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does your wart hurt?
No, no.
Does it stink?
No.
No?
It's just there.
Does it itch?
Sometimes I'll have a sensation, but it doesn't bother me.
Do people get their warts pierced?
Some people do, but
yeah.
Not me.
Not you.
No, no.
Wow. So I am, wow, that's cool. I had no idea. See, me personally, I'm not turned on by warts at all.
What turns you on?
Feces.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I know a couple of people. I know one guy... I don't know how true it is, but he paid $1,000 for a box of Madonna's feces.
That was me.
Stop.
It was.
That was you?
Yeah.
So then it was true.
Yeah.
Because I heard about
it. I've got
it
right here. Hold on. Let me go find it. Where did I put that box of feces? Here we go. Here we go. It's right here. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, open it up.
You have a... whole special box for it and everything.
It's, well, you know, it's very priceless. Hold on, you have to type in. Let me put in the security code here. Hold on. Okay. All right. Check it out. Careful. This is really really important.
Oh, look at that! This looks like a museum piece where it's in
glass.
A little case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's vacuums.
Has it been documented that it was hers? I mean, how did you know that it was hers? Did it come with papers?
This is, I just know it's hers.
So the guy that sold it to you is reliable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he told me.
I mean,
look at it.
That.
Just look at it. Can't you tell that it's hers?
Well, honestly, no.
Oh, really? What? What's so funny? I don't know.
How would I know?
I don't know. I just know. Can't even just feel it?
Well, you know, because that's your fetish. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't call it a fetish.
You don't?
No. No. It's not a fetish. I mean, nothing like that. It's
you're a collector.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't call an art collector an art fetisher.
Well, no. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do like to roll around in it, but not Madonna's.
Hers is just for show.
Hers is a collector's item.
I see.
Actually, I should probably close it now. I don't want it. Too much exposure to light.
Do you show it to many people? Or
no, actually. Just...
Oh, so this is a special... Viewing, huh?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, I've sealed it up. Yeah, no, and I'm really, you know, I shouldn't even have it here. I should have it at the bank, but I like to look at it, like, every night when I go to bed.
Well, you know, the thing is, what's the sense of owning something and keep it in a vault that you can't get to it?
Did you notice the design on the box?
Beautiful.
Tree of Life.
Beautiful,
yeah. And she's into Kabbalah.
But this is funny because I heard about this before she was in the Kabbalah.
Right.
So you...
Oh, you say Kabbalah?
I say Kabbalah, yeah.
I say Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
Oh, so here's some Madonna shit.
I love Madonna shit. Okay, kiddies. Well, this has been the first episode of Eat My Pagan Ass. I hope that you enjoyed it. We look forward to putting out more episodes. Please subscribe via iTunes. You can also send us email at eatmypaganass@gmail.com. I am Luckylicious, and my co-host, Carmen Kickass, is now home sleeping. in a drug-induced stupor. And, you know, we'll see you around soon. Peace out, hookers. Bye.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So
there's a lot of otherworldly stuff.
What?
It's they have a lot of otherworldly sounds, you know.
Yeah.
What else they have here? We need real voices.
This is dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.